The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And a very, very good afternoon, everybody. Jay Oliver here, another edition of Ask Medical Experts, all regarding the great Peconic Bay Medical Center. Each and every week, we give you an expert in their perspective field as far as what makes this excellent institution here on Long Island tick in such a great way. And today, no different, as we will introduce to you, Dr. Luis Davila Santini, happens to be the chair of surgery, vascular surgeon extraordinaire. So we welcome in Dr. Santini. It's great to have you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jay. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and honor to be here.
It is an honor to have you. Give us a little background, Doc, as far as about yourself and what you do as the chief of surgery over at the Peconic Bay Medical Center, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you. So first, I grew up in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and then came to Long Island to do my vascular surgery training. Have been here ever since. I was brought over, worked with Northwell and now at Peconic Bay Medical Center. But before that, I was brought to Bayshore when they started the open heart surgery program in order to build a vascular surgery program there as well. And for the better part of the last 10 years, we basically conducted a transformation of Southside Hospital from a community hospital to a tertiary care facility. And in coming to Peconic Bay as chair of surgery, I've been lucky to inherit a very solid core of surgeons that work in the hospital facility that's top of the line and has all the cutting edge equipment. We just want to put it all together and increase the services or strengthen the services and programs that we have there, like centers of excellence, and cancer surgery and cardiovascular surgery, as well as recruiting more surgeons to the group.
Gotcha. Now, you specialize, Dr. Santini, in vascular surgery. So tell us what that's all about and what types of procedures you actually perform. Go ahead, my friend.
Thank you. So vascular surgery basically does procedures or healthcare in all the blood vessels in the body except the actual heart. So the most common procedure we do are carotid surgery, carotid endarterectomy, or stenting. We also take care of aortic aneurysms, as well as lower extremity, arterial blockages, the patients that have pain when they walk, and dialysis access procedures like fistulas and grafts. In addition to that, we also do all the venous work, so for clotting that needs to be removed, like DVTs or filters, and also for varicose veins, any type of, real venous reconstructive surgery, as well as cosmetic surgery.
So pretty much everything centered around blood vessels. So in essence, when might a patient typically be referred to you? That is being a vascular specialist. Give me a sense of that.
Thank you. Yeah. So a lot of the patients that develop bad arteriosclerosis or hardening of the arteries with blockages that either put them at higher risk of stroke or decrease their ability to walk is related to smoking. Also, so if it runs in the family, history of stroke, history of heart disease, usually you can have lower extremity arteriosclerosis as well. And also diabetic patients develop hardening of the arteries quicker. So if your sugars are a little out of control, you may get, later on into trouble with your vasculature. Also patients that are in renal failure or require dialysis will need to see a vascular specialist to have
Interesting. So what are the more common diagnoses then that you see in your field of work? And then we'll kind of get into the steps that our listeners can take to prevent these types of conditions, my friend. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So the most common diagnoses are probably hypertension and diabetes, also with patients that have renal failure. As far as what steps we can do to prevent is obviously an active lifestyle. make sure you get checked up by your doctor regularly. If you have high blood pressure, keeping your blood pressure on the normal side will definitely help prevent more problems in the future. If you exercise, eat a healthy diet for the most part, and if you're diabetic, your sugars should be under control. Otherwise, you'll have all the sequelae related to your diabetic condition. Although some patients with genetics will be more prone to having vascular issues anyway. But for the most part, if you stay active, eat healthy, and you know, take your medications for blood pressure and sugar control, you should be okay.
There you go. And, you know, the sugars are the key, no question. Sugars are key, really keeping those numbers where they should be. And I guess the most important thing is get your checkups, get your physicals done, get your blood work done so that you can have an analysis, Doc, right, as far as where you are and what you need to be as far as being healthy, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the key right there. We are talking with Dr. Louis Davila Santini, chair of surgery, vascular-wise, ladies and gentlemen, the Conic Bay Medical Center, ask the medical experts. Now, your department, I understand, Doc, performs minimally invasive, advanced, general, robotic-type surgeries, right? So how is it determined the type of surgery, what's right for a patient? How do you go about that?
Thank you. So usually we're working really hard on improving the navigation from patient visit to a surgeon that a patient is identified by his doctor, you know, his clinician to require a surgical consult, whether it's inpatient and outpatient, and from there determine how to streamline the process until they go through surgery and back home. Over the course of probably the past 20 to 30 years, we have been focusing on making most surgery minimally invasive. And with the advent of robotic surgery, it gives you the ability to perform more complex surgeries in a way that patients can actually get back to work quicker, recover quicker, and get back on track after they've been taken care of. Recovery is also a lot quicker. In terms of what determines what surgery you need depends on the actual type of problem. I think the vast majority of procedures, like gallbladder surgery and cancer surgery and colon surgery even, I think more than 90% of those procedures can be done either laparoscopically, minimally invasive, or robotically as well.
Yeah, and I guess with the invasive stuff, you know, if something is problematic into an extent that the means to correct, that would put somebody in the invasive category, correct?
Correct. And, you know, we also do what we call some type of hybrid procedures where you do some of it minimally invasive and part of it open. All is, you know, geared towards reducing the morbidity or the risk of the actual procedure and getting patients to get the highest quality of care they need while at the same time recovering quicker and getting back to usual life quicker.
Gotcha. We'll do one more before we have to break, Doc. And the fact that the implementation of robotic surgery, we've heard so much about, it's really change the quality of care patients receive these days, right? I mean, you talk about new day and age stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely. So this is a robotically assisted surgery. Basically, it gives the surgeon the ability to visualize the inner, you know, contents of the chest or the abdomen in four dimensions. So you're basically, it's a lot more versatile than just regular open surgery where you see things in 3D or two planes for the most part. So with robotics, we've been able to look like in tight places like the pelvis and for hernia surgery, for, you know, ovarian and GYN surgery, and urological surgery. It really has revolutionized the way that we can perform surgery in the pelvis, perform surgery in the chest, and actually get patients to recover quicker, like we said before. And, you know, it gives the surgeons a lot better in a momentarium. And we have three robots at the Conic Bay Medical Center. So we are excited and increasing the volume of robotic surgery on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, that's fantastic. I remember years ago I had a hernia. Sorry, inguinal hernia. And I only wish that it could have been performed robotically, a little repair here and there to the intestinal wall. Obviously, that was out of the question. But, you know, the advancement, the technology involved is just incredible. As far as where we were and where we are today, incredible stuff. Hey, we're talking with Dr. Louis Davila Santini, vascular surgeon, Peconic Bay Medical Center. We're just getting started. We'll take a break, and we will come back. More conversation after these words. Ladies and gents, we are back. You are listening to Ask the Medical Experts. Each and every week, we focus in on the great medical institution out in the East End, the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Each and every week, we give you a perspective as far as what makes this fantastic hospital work the way it does, and really does. It's amazing. And we're talking vascular surgery with Dr. Santini about a plethora of topics, and we will get into it again, Doc. As far as, you know, we talked about the types of surgeries and whatnot. Let's talk a little bit about recovery, the typical recovery period for vascular type surgery. What are we looking at here?
So when we were discussing minimally invasive surgery in the vascular world, we call that endovascular surgery. So what it means is we do a lot of the procedures with a puncture. So we work from inside the vessel, or what we call percutaneous, is our version of minimally invasive. So for the most part, we've reduced the recovery in a lot of these procedures. So carotid surgery and aortic aneurysm surgery, usually you're one night in the hospital, and by the next, 48 to 72 hours, you're back home, being able to walk around, and about a week, you're back to, normal life and getting ready to go back to work. A lower extremity surgery, if we can do it with percutaneously, with balloons, angioplasty, and stents, also your recovery is, very quick. If you need bypass surgery, then that's a little more prolonged, probably on average, 1 to 2 weeks at the most, I would say. So we've also worked to increase the ability to basically have a more rapid recovery after doing vascular surgery.
There you go. So recovery there. Now, do patients undergo physical therapy at PBMC for this type of stuff?
Yes. Whoever gets admitted to the hospital after surgery will be evaluated by physical therapy. We have a very robust outpatient physical therapy program, including cardiac rehab. It's probably the best along the rural health system. So the ability to get physical therapy at the Peconic Bay Medical Center or one of its satellite locations is phenomenal at this point.
Okay, good. Good to know. Talking with Dr. Santini. We're talking vascular, folks, regarding the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Doc, how will you work to further develop services and advance care? How do you go about that as far as within the confines, your department over at the PBMC?
Yeah, so the great thing about PBMC, like I said before, we have a very good core of general surgery staff that perform open and robotic surgery. In addition to this, we have to increase cancer surgery. So there's some recruiting going on to improve cancer care in the community. We also will improve vascular surgery, working with the cardiology department at the same time, streamline patients to get the care they need. As far as the overall volume of colorectal surgery and urological surgery. Basically, our goal is to bring the Department of Surgery at the Conic Bay Medical Center to be second to none, and so the patients in the community will have to not look west to get their care, or not travel anywhere outside, and get all their care in the community.
Excellent, excellent. It's good to know. Talking with Dr. Santini over the PBMC Vascular. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen. Doc, how does your department kind of collaborate with other areas in and around the PBMC, you know, to provide the great care and develop treatment plans? Do you work in that sense, in collaboration with all?
Yes. The good news with this new role is that you're in charge of the entire Department of Surgery, which includes pretty much all surgical services, except orthopedic and GYN. So the key for best patient care is a multidisciplinary approach. And the way we get to a multidisciplinary place is working with other services, for example, from the primary care, Peconic Bay Medical Group, to outpatient specialists. Now we'll be able to market services that we are able to provide in the hospital, in the community, and, for example, provide a limb preservation or limb salvage program where patients get screened for lower extremity arterial disease, and they get seen by the expert immediately and scheduled for a procedure. And if they have a wound, they get their wound looked at and taken care of at the same facility. Basically, we're looking for a one-stop shop kind of location or network where patients don't have to travel far and don't have to wait a long time from appointment to appointment, so you can get all the experts who work together. Same with having your cancer diagnosis to cancer surgery and post-cancer care with a medical oncologist and radiation therapy, all those services we are strengthening and combining them together so that patients can get their treatment plan in a more efficient fashion.
You know, it's such a great topic we're discussing in vascular. Where can listeners learn a little more about what goes on from a surgery standpoint and everything else in your area over at the PBMC? Where would they go?
They go to our website. It's pbmchealth.org. You can find anything you need, all things Peconic Bay Medical Center, not just for surgery, but also that will be there.
Yeah. Did you find, Dr. Santini, did you find that a lot of people, you know, kind of put their own situation sort of on hold, pandemic-wise? Have you seen an influx over the last year or so as far as people kind of getting back into the office for checkups and whatnot here? And eventually, I would say, maybe some of the surgeries that had to be scheduled. Did you find that?
Absolutely. We are pretty much back. It got significantly busier as people started to come back to the hospital and come back to the offices. And some of the problems, like you said, were put on hold. And then you ended up having to take care of problems that were bigger than anticipated or did not need to be as complex because of the wait time, unfortunately, due to the pandemic. We are all now back in full force, so we should be able to, and the hospital's fully staffed, which was one of the challenges of the pandemic, so we should be able to provide the care that's needed.
You know, part of our conversations this morning has been that of laparoscopic type surgeries, robotic, and it just shows you how far we have come, right, Doc, as far as the technology in the medical field, something we never would have dreamed of 25 years ago. Now look what we're doing here. People are coming in, going home the same day, you know, pretty much. Could you ever have dreamed about this when you started out in the medical field?
No, absolutely not. This is definitely groundbreaking, you know, technology changes that will continue to evolve. Things will continue to get better, as equipment and robots get better. And it's all with the goal in mind to make it easier or less traumatic for patients to be able to get their care. So, like you say, it's stuff that's mind-blowing in terms of how exciting it is and what we can accomplish in a minimally invasive and robotic fashion.
Yeah. And how important is it to you to be associated? You know, it's one thing, the transformation, what we have seen way back in the day. I talk about it all the time. I worked out there for so many years in that of Central Suffolk, which turned into, of course, to the Peconic Bay. And, of course, now under the umbrella of Northwell Health. I mean, how important has this transformation been over the years?
No, this transformation has been key. Being affiliated with a large medical system or health system like Northwell provides not just financial support, but gives you the layers of staffing and support that every program will need. So you'll be able to get a lot more in the same building. And that includes bringing more services to the building and around the network of outpatient offices and that are part of the Peconic Bay Medical Group or Northwell Health Physician Partners. The amount of specialists, the amount of providers that now are at your fingertips that you can access by this collaboration and, you know, our affiliation with Northwell has been tremendous for the institution.
I can only imagine. I mean, what a help. I tell you, Doc, such a great conversation, an important one, with Dr. Luis Davila Santini, Chief of Surgery, Vascular Surgeon, ladies and gentlemen, Peconic Bay Medical Center. Doc, really enjoyed it. I look forward to the next time.
Me too. Thank you very much, Jay.
Appreciate it all. As the medical experts, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you've been listening to. Jay Oliver here. Have a fantastic rest of your holiday weekend. And we'll do it again next week. What do you say? Stay safe, stay well, stay healthy. We'll see you then.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.